In the final discussion segment, the faculty began by commenting on the potential use of CDKIs in HER2-positive disease.
So I think biologically, there's no reason to think that they wouldn't work. I do think that the HER2-positive, especially the triple-positives, they are like a heterogeneous group of cancers, and some of them are probably more driven by ER versus HER2. You know, if you look at intrinsic subtyping, some actually have a luminal A phenotype, so it's a little bit more tricky than it would appear. So I think there's no reason why these drugs wouldn't work. There are a number of ongoing trials. Monarch HER, I think, is probably the one that's going to present soon, I think, hopefully. But I think we've struggled in the metastatic setting to really look at using non-chemotherapy, HER2-directed endocrine therapy in the setting. The number of trials, Pertain, which is with pertuzumab, trastuzumab, and aromatase inhibitor, had actually very impressive results, even in the patients who didn't get induction chemotherapy. But that was really very different from the other trials we've seen where the progression-free survival was quite low in patients who got HER2-directed therapy with ER-directed therapy. So I think it's still a very fruitful area for discovery. But I think if it was the right patient, I would consider a CDK inhibitor, particularly if I thought the cancer was more driven by ER than HER2.
I hear people talking about when I run out of HER2 options. Is that kind of when you'd be thinking about it, or maybe before then?
Probably. I think that's until we get data, I think probably when you kind of run out of your options.
So, Kamal, what about HER2-positive disease? Have you or would you use a CDK inhibitor in that situation?
So I think as Ruth alluded to, I think it'll be hard to imagine a state where I would not want to give chemotherapy in combination with trastuzumab and pertuzumab in a first-line metastatic HER2-positive patients, where regardless of the ER, the overall survival benefit was seen in that population. And in the second-line setting, I have been using T-DM1, atotrastuzumab, emtansine for these populations. So I think depending on what their disease looks like and the disease burden feels like, if they're appropriate for an endocrine therapy without chemotherapy and just anti-HER2 therapy, beyond that setting, perhaps I would consider, but I don't know if I have yet considered, outside of a clinical trial setting, CDK4/6 inhibitor. For example, Patina trial is one trial that is looking at endocrine therapy maintenance with or without a CDK4/6 inhibitor after patients have had induction chemotherapy with trastuzumab and pertuzumab. So outside of that trial, I don't know if I would feel compelled using that in clinic.